We spend about an hour and a half on the floor just working on skill development as far as the individual side, and then we go into team play the last part of practice, and then 4 days a week we try to get in the weight room before we leave. So they've all spent a lot of time together. And then in June, we played in some team camps. We went to Pittsburgh State at Pittsburgh, Kansas for 3 days. And then we also went down to Arkadelphia to OBU for a couple of days. And then we finished up in St. Louis, Missouri at a team camp up there at Lindenwood University. And really had a great summer as a team. And obviously, I mean, we're still going in the summer, so we're trying to finish strong. We have five young ladies who are playing AAU and have played, a full schedule and at a high level. Sarah Williams is playing for Yandere Law out of Springfield, Missouri, and she's had a great summer. Got Parker Husky and Lakin Moore, who both are playing for the Oklahoma Shock, which is another really good AAU program. And then Anna McCarn and Jay Yonkers have been playing with Hoop Life out of Little Rock. So we have a third of our team playing on the AAU circuit and playing a full schedule and a tough schedule. So that's always a good thing as well.
I've seen some of the social media posts that some of your players have put up or that others have put up featuring them and the competition that they've been seeing throughout the summer. It really seems like they've put in the work, and it's been beneficial not only to them as individual players, but to the team as well.
Well, like I said, anytime you have five girls that are playing AAU and playing a full schedule at a very high level, that is beneficial. But I also want to talk about our other players. We have 11 other girls, and they've been coming to practice every day. I mean, all 16 girls. I mean, obviously you have kids who are going to miss for vacations here or there or church camp, but all 16 of our players have been practicing really at another level. This is a really fun group. They love the gym. We'll go 4 days a week, but even on a day off, you're going to find most of them in the gym on their own just playing pickup. And that's happened several times. You know, give them a Friday off after a long week, and then they all get together and they still come in and play. That's a really good sign.
You know, I don't really mean to single anyone out just because I know how much you preach a team game, but I know some of the girls in their AAU games have really traveled a long way and have really performed well.
Oh, they've been all over the country. Philadelphia, Orlando, Louisville, Kentucky. I mean, they have been everywhere. Dallas, and, you know, I'm missing some others. And also, we're getting kids who are getting a lot of attention. You know, Anna McCarn is getting several calls from colleges. Lakin Moore has an offer from Southern Miss. Tulsa has recently jumped on her. I mean, it's nice when you have kids that work that hard and, you know, they're getting those kind of accolades.
As far as what's to come, are you planning on continuing what you've been doing this summer?
Well, we do have, you get eight playing dates in the summer. We've used seven of them. And, you know, Coach Dave's and I have an agreement where we'll try to get most of our basketball playing dates in June, and then she's going to try to do volleyball in July. So I'm not really worried about that eighth day. I think right now we're just spending our time in the gym and continuing to grow internally. We do have some newcomers and really a whole new team in a lot of ways, just trying to get to know each other a little bit better. Coach Husky's been with us this summer. He's been great, and it's been pretty much me and Coach Husky with the girls, and I feel like we're getting better every day, and we're pretty excited about this fall and this winter.